Now, food benefits for an employee is its whole ballgame within itself. The simple halacha is that a worker works in a field or works around food is allowed to eat what he as he's working, as long as it's we're talking about something that grows from the ground, in other words, working the field, and before it's actually finished its growth for purposes of maaser or for challah. That's the simple halacha. Now, how does that apply nowadays? Well, first, back up. It's mashma from this gemara that if a worker works without permission, obviously, meaning he just goes into someone else's field and starts picking for someone, he's not allowed to eat for himself. However, says the Pesachei Koshin, it's unclear if a worker is hired for free. I don't know, is a volunteer allowed to eat? You would have thought that misvara, it makes sense that, of course, a volunteer worker is allowed to eat, you know, from the field of the balabais that he's picking from, but unclear, says the Gidui Shmuel, if that's the case, because he says a worker who works for free is not a worker. So that this special halacha that applies to a worker doesn't really apply to a volunteer, because he is not called a worker. Now, the Gemara has a whole discussion about if the employer allowed to stipulate that he doesn't eat. In other words, the employer says, I'm only going to hire you if you don't get to eat anything from the field. You know, I've got a limited amount in the field and you can't eat. That's the deal. So the halacha is that this condition is a binding condition, and the employee would not be allowed to eat. Now, the problem is that Shulchan Aruch says that a waiter who's waiting on someone is allowed to taste food, or must be offered food which have a good smell, and a person would be desired to eat it, and a cinnamon bun. If he's serving cinnamon buns, he would have to be offered one himself. Now, there is a midas. In Chassidus, even Shulchan Aruch says to give him from every type of food. So now the Magen Avraham on that comments that you can't even stipulate with him that he's not allowed to take, because since it would cause pain to the worker, then you can't stipulate in a situation where it's going to cause pain. And all the Achronim ask, well, how does this fit with the earlier halacha about a worker in the field? And the simple answer is that a worker in the field himself agrees as part of the employment relationship that he's going to be mochalit. So therefore, since he's offering that as a condition for his employment to be hired, so therefore he's allowed to waive that. As opposed to a waiter, I guess, is not part of the discussion. The Tiferes Yisrael says a different answer. He says the answer is that the Magen Avraham is talking about a long-term stipulation. You can't stipulate for the whole year or the whole whatever month that a waiter can't eat. But for a one-time worker in a field, you could stipulate that he can't eat. The next issue is that if there is a minug, a custom in the town, that what to eat or how much is eaten, then that minug overrides these halachas. Now, to that end, it is pashut that this concept of minug overrides everything based on what we've been saying in previous shurim. And nowadays, the Pesachei Koshin points out this is actually the case, because many offices have free coffee or free, hot chocolate or other, cookies in the kitchen or the pantry, which is allowed to be taken. And if the employer would prevent employees from taking this or would not have that there, even when he normally had it, then he would be obligated to pay them a snack allowance. The Ketos HaKoshin, points out the name of the Rush, that if you hire a worker and you give him cloves, when the worker leaves his work, in the middle of the time, let's say he quits in the middle, he needs to return the clothes. But if he leaves at the end of the employment contract, and then he gets to keep the clothes, because if the Baal Bayis wanted him to return it, he should have stipulated it from the outset. Now, the Kesef Kodashim says that even in a place where you need to return the clothes, the worker must be given an opportunity to purchase these clothes for himself, and, he could pay for them. Now, finally, the last issue on this topic is, what about nowadays? So nowadays, the Shevet HaLevi is a tshuva that our, uniforms may be different. In many cases, the employer gives these employees the uniform. I know, for example, you work in Seasons, and all the workers get a Seasons t-shirt. So that t-shirt is presumably considered the employee's, and would not, and upon terminating the relationship, he does not need to pay back this t-shirt to the employer, especially because this seems to be the minug ha-medina. However, this is different, says the Shevet HaLevi, than a computer or other work utensils, which the employee would obviously have to return.